His unruly blonde locks and scruffy face were a disgrace to the uniform. Obviously, these backwoods people didn't enforce any sort of standard for appearance. Not that the man was out of shape or disheveled, aside from the hair. He could at least have the decency to put a hat over that thick mop. Becky raised an eyebrow and bit her tongue, shoving her fistful of credentials out the window. The officer furrowed his brow and stared at them for a beat before taking them.
Do you know why I pulled you over this evening?
He didn't bother looking through the registration and identification. I don't, but I'm certain it will make you downright joyful to enlighten me. Becky forced a half-smile. He smirked, and his stupid green eyes flashed with amusement. Can you just write the ticket? I'm sort of in a hurry.
That's interesting, because you weren't speeding at all. Going under the limit, actually.
He raised both eyebrows.
Not from around here, huh?
Are you saying I don't look like a local? Is that an insult or a compliment? She let too much snark slip into her tone. He only licked his lips, smiled doubling in size. She couldn't hold her irritation in. You're obviously profiling me.
Right.
His smile faded as his jaw flexed. Because every white, small-town cop is racist. Tell me, are you the pot or the kettle in this scenario? You're doing some profiling of your own right about now. Okay, I earned that fair and square. At least he's not a pushover. Oh, please. I meant the red paint on the truck, officer. Becky attempted to read his name badge.
Deputy Taylor. I'm sure there's a quip about Mayberry on the tip of your tongue, but you're a good 4 hours from there.
He finally glanced at her ID, the smile returning. Becky coughed to cover her snort. She'd picked the wrong character from the wholesome 1960s sitcom, and Deputy Taylor called her out as if he could hear every thought running through her head. To his credit, this guy was way better looking than Andy Griffith had ever been. If his first name turned out to be Andrew, which she had no intention of finding out, she'd pee her pants laughing. Holding her military ID and papers back out toward her, he asked,
"Has that ever worked for you, Chief Salazar?"